Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author, best-selling, award-winning Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
And we're... After that huge pump
up. Yeah, that was a good pump up. Hello, Ryan.
We are calling Gail, who is in Minnesota. Where's Gail Weathers from?
Who's that?
She's in Scream.
Oh, her. The character.
Courtney Cox.
Mm.
Hello.
Gail!
Hi!
Oh, bloody Gale Force wins this morning. Sorry. Sorry, Gail.
Gail, do you get that all the time, especially in Minnesota where I assume it is actually quite windy?
I used to. I don't, as a 36-year-old woman, get made fun of anymore.
Yeah, because you've grown up and you're a fucking adult and so are your friends, unlike some I know.
I'm so sorry, Gail.
What? Well, at least they don't tell me to my face. Behind my back, I don't know what they're
calling. Oh, and I'm fine with that. Yeah, say whatever you want.
You should wait to hear what we say after we've hung up from just kidding. We don't do that.
Ignorance is bliss, though, really. As long as I don't hear about the shit, I say whatever.
Yeah.
Just don't ruin my day.
I just don't involve me in it. Yeah.
Gail, would you approve today's episode?
Yes, I absolutely will.
Thank you.
I'll be honest, Gail. I did think that would be a bit dicey after the Gale Force wins gag, but
we're here.
Hey, it's Gail from Minnesota, and I approve this podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, welcome to the show. I passed my fucking exam.
Yay! Yeah.
Just found out in real time here.
Yeah, we did. We took about 20 minutes to log in. That's okay.
Yeah. Remembering passwords. I'd rather.
That's actually how they determine your pass. They go, fuck, you managed to log in. Yeah, we'll give it to you.
I would rather have remembered some of the stuff that I had to answer in the exam than my password for Melbourne University.
Yeah.
But
you can forget it now because you passed your exam.
Yep. 71.
Nice job.
Cop that.
It was a long wait though. Like it's a long couple of weeks between sitting the exam and doing it, isn't it?
Nah, it's about right though. Oof, fuck, glad that's out of my life. And I don't remember any of it because the second I left that exam,
nice.
Let's do normal or nah though. Thanks for submitting these, tonyandryan.com.au or in the Tony and Ryan podcast Facebook group. Welcome Sarah Daly.
Hi Sarah.
She's getting a clap because I'm in a good mood because I passed my exam.
Okay.
Sarah asks, is it normal or nah to cut pizza with scissors?
Oh.
I've seen a few people do this and I thought they were crazy. But the pizza always looks so perfectly cut afterwards. So call me Natalie Imbruglia because I am torn.
That's a great question, Sarah. Thank you so much for bringing that to everyone's attention.
Yeah.
Normal.
Really?
Yeah. Because do you know what I hate more than anything? Using one of those pizza rollers and all the cheese ends up like...
Yeah,
pulled splayed. To the back.
Yeah, because you're like pushing the cheese around.
Yeah, and it doesn't cut through.
Or gets 98% of the way down, but not the final.
And you're sitting there like soaring through it.
Yeah, no.
So I think scissors does work if you've got like a pizza that needs that just a little bit of help. Do you know what we bought though? You know how we got those pizza stones for the barbecue?
Yeah.
We got a big blade that you like. Go down and like rock it backwards and forwards.
Does it work good?
Yeah, it's really because you don't have to slide it through.
I might get one of those because I'm the same cutting
got
a
it
pizza.
From Bunnings. I think it was like $15.
Fuck yeah!
Like literally, you're making money.
You couldn't get a large Domino's for that.
You actually can't. Not
by the
delivery.
Time you have the size, yeah.
Oh, and your little milkshake and stuff.
Yeah. What's the opposite of a recommendation?
Don't do it.
Don't do this. Novelty pizza roller cutters.
Okay, so as soon as we started talking about this, I remembered that one.
Bike?
Your little bike.
Yeah.
The pizza bike.
And the wheels of the bike are little blades, and they just like.
Oh, blades is actually a stretch. Blades is actually a stretch.
I think the softest, bluntest.
That's a fucking April Fool's joke if ever I've seen one. And I know it's the 11th, but I'm not copying that.
You end up just rolling a weird bike over your pizza and it not cutting anything. And then there's just like pepperoni and cheese flopping around and then you have to go get a knife anyway.
It's literally like the wheels of the bike are just licorice and they don't fucking do anything.
They're cheese and they melt into the other cheese.
Like it's bits of rope that don't cut a pizza.
Yeah. No, so don't recommend.
Do you know what's fucking good? A calzone.
Yeah.
It's just a pizza rolled over, isn't it? It's like a pizza sandwich.
It's a lot easier to maintain.
It is.
Yeah.
And also, like, doesn't have to look fancy because it's just full of fucking cheese.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's good.
What's the difference between a calzone and in Bunbury Joe's the pizza dogs?
Pizza dog
Beside the dog, obviously.
Pizza dog is my dream food. They are so good. So it's like a big, like,
pizza
chili, like... It's like chili con carne kind of thing. Like they're spicy.
Yeah.
It's got like chili mince on the inside, a big like Frankfurt through the middle and like heaps of cheese. And you buy them, like you buy a 1, 2, 3 all the way to 10 and 10 is the spiciest.
Yeah, and what's 10 you can't walk.
What's the highest you've ever done?
I did a 7 the day before Groovin' the Moo and it
Groovin' the Poo more
it
like.
It ruined the music festival for me. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But then so they roll the dog up in pizza dough and then chuck the whole thing in the oven.
Yeah, so it's like one long sausage just roll, log but of it's carbs. Dough. It's fucking mean.
Yeah, it's sick. What number do you go?
I've done a 7 before, but I normally sit around a 5 or a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact they've got 10 options is wild.
Isn't it? Do you reckon that's a fucking beat up?
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's 3 and 1 through 4 are all the same, 4 through 6 are all the same, and 6 through 10 are the same?
Nah, but I reckon on a different day, numbers could mean other things.
Yeah, because it's not always Joe doing it.
Well, no, but like if you go 6, I reckon the guy just gets a chili and goes, okay, about 6 worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be kind of hot.
That's a 6, yeah.
Oh, you want a 7? Cool. But like, you know what I mean? Days of the week, who's on?
Where's the QA, the quality assurance?
Yeah, it's nowhere.
Mm.
It's coming out my asshole. I grew up in the movie. Emily asks, is it normal or nah?
Hi, Emily.
Emily says, when watching Titanic from my couch, when the ship finally goes under, I instinctively take a deep breath and hold it. Like when it goes under, it's like, because you know how Jack's like, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
We're going now.
Yep.
It's going to suck us down. So she'll sit there on the couch and go, Emily says, is that normal or not? And also sorry for the spoiler about what happens to the ship.
I was about to say, obviously, like, sorry if you haven't seen it.
Off of that
saying. Oh, great. Now I don't have to waste 3 hours of my fucking life watching it. Someone's listening to this while they're 3/4 of the way through. Fucking hell.
Right.
I'm going to say... Nah.
Hmm?
Because how often are you watching Titanic that you know that you do that every time?
Regularly. If you're not watching Titanic 4 times a year, what are you doing?
Nah, 4 times a year, that's too much. I'll give you once a year.
Okay.
I'll give you once a year.
For the first 10 years?
Probably like twice. Because it used to be on telly, played on Channel 9 a lot. You know, watching that thing on fucking free-to-air takes like 7 hours?
Because yeah, the ads is fucked.
Oh.
I think one weekend it was on like a cable movie.
Oh, on Fox or something.
But I feel like it was just that on repeat for a whole weekend. So I never watched it in one hit.
But you watched.
But I reckon from Friday night to Sunday, I watched the whole thing 3 times just in bits.
Like
every time I came, I'm like, oh, where are we up to? Okay, we're up to that bit. Okay.
It is good, but it's sad.
Fuck.
It's like an emotionally taxing film to watch for me.
Need
like
a rest after.
Yeah, like afterwards I'm like, fuck, I'm depleted. It's like there's like a come down after you watch Titanic.
Now this really is a spoiler.
Yeah.
So
spoiler warning. Block your ears.
When she throws the thing in the thing, does that just fuck you right off?
Yeah, sell it.
Yeah, right? Think about that cash or keep it. And give it to your granddaughter and tell her this beautiful story and then she can keep it as a family heirloom.
I just, and also there's people that like want to study it. So there's people that not only...
They've spent billions on the ship looking for it and you just go, oh, I'm not going to give it to you.
And then
I'm just going to throw it in the trash.
And then...
Fuck you. This ship's expensive.
Like, I reckon if it was just billionaires that wanted it to, like, add it to their collection, I'd feel a bit differently about
it. Maybe then take the billionaires' money, like you said.
But, like, no, I reckon if you were giving it to scientists, I'd feel differently about it. Maybe she just wanted to be the only person that had ever owned it, which I get.
She's a selfish bitch, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, and she was about to, spoilers, die.
It took me like about 10 viewings to realize that she died.
She's dead, yeah.
I just thought she was
poor
just like,
bitch.
Had a big day telling her story. And then just
has
like,
a little sleep.
Yeah.
Also, who travels with photo frames?
Yeah.
You can get completely fucked. Throw those over the edge. Keep the necklace. I mean, keep the beep and throw the beep over the beep.
Yeah.
Not the beep. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No spoilers here, mate.
Yeah.
She died. It took me a long time to realize she's dead. She's dead.
Because it's like the end of her story.
Yeah.
But you know when it does show all the photos and it's like her next to an aeroplane, it's all the things that Jack said she would do. Fuck.
Oh, she's gone, guys. She's fucking lost it. She's crying.
But like she just like lives an amazing life and stuff. Like it's really nice, isn't it?
Well, I can't believe that she didn't like tell her grandkids and stuff about
if
it.
If I was on the fucking RMS Titanic,
oh, we'd never hear the
I'd
fucking
fucking
end of
talk
it.
About it every
we'd never
day.
Hear the end
People
of it.
Are like, oh, do you want a coffee? I'd be like, oh, it reminds me of the coffee I had on the Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic is what now is Japan.
Oh, fuck off.
But do you reckon the people that survived, they would never have shut the fuck up about it?
Literally never. Do you know that there's a fucking Titanic exhibition that just goes around the world and it's just like old shit from the Titanic?
How do they get it from one place to the other?
Not by boat, surely
you
not. Bad
not.
Omen.
You would fucking hope not.
Bad omen. Have you ever been to a Titanic exhibit? I have with my sister. She bought me tickets for my birthday like years and years and years ago in Perth. And you touch this big iceberg. They like have a big iceberg in there.
You know your freezer has those little ones.
And like,
it's a machine. You press the button.
And it's like, oh, must be nice. I don't have an ice button on my fucking fridge.
What do you have?
La-dee-da.
Yeah, no, I do have pretty nice
Yeah. Okay, so you cheat yourself,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, righto.
And they, like, you touch the iceberg and it's like, oh, that's how cold the water was that they were in and stuff. It's, like, quite cool.
What a great exhibition. You can, like,
there's
I know
other
what,
shit in there.
I know what cold water feels like.
But it's, like, crazy cold.
Yeah, you go to the tap and turn it on
cold. No, it's, like, colder than that.
Well, then get the ice box out of your freezer.
But it's, like, colder than that. It's like freeze. It is pretty cool. Like cool as in like awesome. Anyway.
One of the laziest things about Titanic is that you know when you like in a movie there might be like 10 songs and a whole soundtrack.
Yeah.
I love that James Cameron just got wheeled out Celine Dion and go sing this one. And then he just goes, 3 hours? Fuck. Should we just play that same song continuously
it's a motif.
For 3 hours?
It's a motif.
What's a motif? Isn't that a hairstyle?
No. No. What? But it's like that little
Do I
car.
Not have a motif?
No, that's a quiff.
Oh.
Or a quaff.
Not a queef.
Queef. No, no, no.
I've
that's
made
a different
that
thing.
Before.
Yeah, I just want a queef, okay? The fucking hairdresser in. Got a bloody thrill and not just from the
you
towel.
You keep that cape on because who knows?
The cape just goes. Little lift. Anyway.
So that's a nah from us, Emily?
Yeah, nah from us, Emily. Mm. But have you ever driven through a tunnel and tried to like hold your breath the whole way through? Don't do it while you're the one driving, obviously.
I don't know if this is like a primary school kid's dumb thing, but did you hold your breath driving past a cemetery?
Cemetery. I've heard that, but never did
not
it.
For you?
Nah, suck the demons right in. Sorry.
That's not the first time I've heard you say that. Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Monica says, I dry my body with one side of the towel, the tag side, and I use the not tag side for my face. I don't want the part of the towel that's touched my bits to also touch my face. Am I normal or nah?
It's a nah from me because I don't do it, but I guess it's a good system.
The system like, makes sense, but you've just showered. Your bits still not...
You're clean.
You're clean.
I also like...
How dank are your bits?
If I would put my face on other people's bits, like surely my own are okay. Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm willing to like put my face near other people's not face, then like surely a towel that's been on my not face is like all good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if that's how we're judging things.
Yeah, and you're putting your face on their not face when it's not just after a shower.
I would too.
Yeah. Coming home from a sweaty nightclub, you'd put your face in their not face. Because you love them, not because you like them.
Back in the day. Maybe not now. I mean, who's gone to a nightclub in the last 10 years?
Well, that is true. I don't think they exist anymore. I think they closed down in 2016.
I don't think they have them any. Do they still have nightclubs?
Nah, they're finished. They're old news.
Yeah, I thought so too. The libraries now.
Yeah, kids just have their phones these days.
And watching Titanic.
Alfie has a normal one now.
Hi, Alfie.
Alfie says, after I pee, I don't pull up or button up my pants until I've washed my hands because I don't want to get germs on my pants. I've done this since I was a kid, but just realized it might not be universal.
So is your cock out? Is the willy hanging out while they're washing their hands?
Well, even if they had the underwear on but their like pants are unzipped, are they then kind of like Troy Dan walking, trying to keep their pants up as they walk from the toilet over to the... And I mean, has this guy ever been to a football game or a concert or anywhere in public?
Where you can't...
Well, you can.
You shouldn't. Yeah, I'm confused about where the penis is at the time.
Okay.
Is the penis in the, like, covered or is
so if you're peeing and then you're just like...
Hands free. But surely then, don't you have to like shake it a little bit to get the extra little wheeze off?
Yeah.
And then maybe tucking it into the underwear and then walking to the thing. But your underwear's already got germs on it because your penis is in there where you've just weed from.
This question brings more questions.
And also, are you not putting your phone in your face? Because this phone, aren't phones like the most disgusting thing in the world? Like they're so germy and dirty.
I had to take the cover off my phone.
Don't do that.
Oh.
Yeah. Nah, you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. That's worse than the ending of Titanic. No spoilers.
Big spoiler.
Yeah.
I don't know if this exists, but I'm going to type it into Amazon some stage today.
Okay.
I want to get like a vacuum cleaner that's like the size of a pencil.
Oh my God, that is such a good idea. And yes, I think it's a thing.
Great, because then I can get like a little phone thing and then like with the coffee machine, you know how there's like little specks and things?
Yeah, just a little Hoover. Yeah. Do you reckon it's like Dyson Hoover brand?
Well, this is what Bridget said and I said, even if it's not, I'll just get a Dyson stick because I'm sure it'll be a cheap, very cheap Amazon.
Yeah.
Probably.
Or maybe even like, what's that real scary one? It's Temu. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll put the Dyson sticker over the Temu sign.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And then people think you're fancy.
Yeah. With a little desk vacuum.
Life hack.
Hey, it's Gail from Minnesota and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Tara, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tara.
Rhinoceros.
Thanks, Rhinoceros.
Yeah, love ya. Emily Buckley, Rachel Evans, and I'm not even joking, Jack.
He's back. He survived.
From the dead.
Imagine when they grabbed him and they go, oh, are you glad you survived? He's like, yeah, because in the future I can join the Tony and Ryan Patreon. And they go, what's Patreon? And go, you won't
fucking believe it.
Yeah.
They go, what's a podcast? Yeah. And they go, well, there's going to be one about the Titanic. Don't you worry.
Yeah, and it's going to be called Unsinkable. So, you know.
Just seems like such a stab in the back, doesn't it, calling it Unsinkable?
Was that, did we mention that on the podcast or in the 4-hour conversation we just had in the break about Titanic?
Actually, yeah, you know what?
I kind of
skate
remember.
Right past it. Yeah.
Because we've looked
up. A lot of Titanic chat.
Tony, no, I can't, we can't go back.
There's going to be a video in Patreon if you'd like to see that.
of 4 hours of us talking about Patreon and Tony making some pretty wild claims.
Yeah, it's actually now Friday. Yeah. We talked about that for so long.
Oh, fuck, it's not going to get better for you, Tony.
It never does.
Can you tell if a colleague got lucky before work? Do they come into the office whistling, glowing, all easygoing? Yesterday, Tony Lodge rocks up to work. I said morning. And the response, oh, what a morning. Great morning, isn't it?
What? And it was. And it was.
Tony and I make a few jokes about the fact that Tony had a pretty good morning that morning before coming into the office.
It was a fine morning, and I was maybe 2 minutes late as well, I think. Oh,
don't take too long to talk. We made a few jokes such as that, and then we got on with our day setting. We're still kind of putting this studio together in bits and pieces. And speaking of the new studio, there's this bloke from IKEA who was delivering stuff and like setting up a few flat packs.
Okay, well, Ryan actually pressed the wrong button on the website. Yeah. And so we'd ordered a lamp and it rocked up, and then this guy comes in and he goes, hey guys, yes, I'm here to put together all your IKEA furniture. And we were like, what?
One lamp?
What IKEA furniture? And he goes, yeah, the delivery from today. And we were like, there's one lamp you can put together. He goes, great.
There's a stick and a bulb, and he put the bulb in the stick and
screwed it in, and that was really basically it. There wasn't a whole lot of stuff.
You seem to have a lot of information about this guy, because it appeared Tony had forgotten there was someone else in the room besides the two of us. So
because normally it is just the two of us.
Yeah, so I go to pick up one of these soundproof things to move it, and Tony goes, oh, do you need a hand with that? And I kind of said in a fun, tough guy voice, like, oh, no, babe, I'm pretty strong. I'll take care of this.
Yeah, it was hot and sexy, as you can imagine.
Tony goes,
please. Oh. And the office is not that big.
Tony forgetting the IKEA guy is here. The guy's 2 meters behind Tony. And Tony says, you keep that up, you could be the owner of the second dick I sucked this morning. And then,
because that was just something that we would say, we would get like.
Now, I'm not that tan, but I could not have gone whiter in that moment. I was as white as a ghost and just went and kind of stared at and then Tony goes, fuck, there's someone else here, isn't there?
And I like did a slow turn because I'm like, maybe he didn't hear me.
Oh, like, nah, from about a meter away. And we all know Tony, very quiet and subtle.
Quiet, tiny woman.
Yeah.
And anyway, and I kind of do a slow turn, and the guy honestly was like, he looked fucking horrified. And then, you know, when like something happens and you think that,
horrified,
like,
or was he like, can I be the third?
You know when something happens though and you kind of just like fight or flight like kicks in? I just froze.
Both of us did, yeah.
And I just sat still until then, like a couple of minutes, and like I said, it was just one lamp. We
were staring at each other because we're like, if we're looking at each other, it means we're not looking at making eye contact with anyone else.
And if we're as still as possible, maybe this guy like won't know that we're here. It was like Jurassic Park. He's like right there. We're like standing still, like maybe he won't know that we're here. Maybe his vision's based on movement like a T-Rex. And then anyway, he's just like looks up, looks so fucking horrified. Like this one, he was like an older guy, so I think he was just repulsed.
I'd say
that,
he's
like
a gentleman.
Yeah.
He was an old gentleman.
He was an old timey. Yeah, anyway, he might have been on the Titanic. And anyway, so like he's just kind of like finishes up what he's doing. He's like, yeah, cool. So like I'm all done. And I was just like, like still standing as still as possible.
I'm laughing so hard, my nose is running.
And just it was on it like, and I obviously meant it as a joke. And like
he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that. And It wasn't. It was actually not my finest moment. Of all the things
I disagree. I think that was your finest moment. I think there's, you've never been finer.
The look on that guy's face was that of trauma. Like it was not. And we would just.
He probably got home to the retirement village and he
wasn't that old.
His dear old wife would have been like, oh, how was your day today? And he would have gone, you won't believe what the kids are doing these days. You won't believe it. In the workplace.
Maybe he got home and went, met this lovely married couple. They must be married.
Like, yeah. To multiple people. Because just sucking multiple dicks a day, it turns out.
That's the thing. It wasn't even that I was just like, oh, I'm going to suck your dick. It was like so explicitly like the second dick of the day.
No, it was the second, which I think this makes worse. It was the second dick of the morning. Like it was 10 a.m. He's probably like, fuck, by 5 o'clock, wonder what she's like.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck, KPIs these days, they're tough. You got to get going in the morning.
Monthly target.
Fuck.
Haven't sucked 5 dicks by midday. You're not going to hit that daily quota of 8.
Oh, fuck. And like he just.
Sweet old guy. Maybe he had a heart attack and died that night.
He actually like. And then as he's walking out, so Ryan like. Unfreezes and you're like, oh my God, this guy's done. Like, I've got to walk him down. Like, got to get him out of here.
Appreciate your help.
And you could tell that. And then he got the guy, do you remember what the guy said? He goes, so what do you
okay, so this is what the guy sees. He sees big lights, some big cameras, and we're in this big warehouse. It's kind of a bit hidden.
Don't forget there's a bed here too.
There is a bed. Yeah, no. Nah, and we've had, so I had a spare bed at home and there's a spare room here. And I was like, oh, if you ever have a nap or do a live stream, maybe it's handy to have a bed.
I love it. The first thing was have a nap.
Hey, some of us have kids, mate.
Yeah, they'll true. Understand. Sorry. Yeah. I'm busy.
However.
I'm not sleeping in my bed, mate, as you can tell.
We have since discussed that it's maybe not the most professional look to have like a meeting room with a bed
with
in
a
it.
With a bed in it. Yeah. So that's going to be moved.
So this guy comes in and he just sees a bed, big cameras and big lights.
And then Ryan unfreezes and he goes to walk this guy out and go, oh, thanks so much, mate. Like, really appreciate you putting that thing together, like damage control a little bit. And the guy goes, so what are you guys doing here? Like, what is your business?
Okay, we make videos for the internet.
And he goes,
will my kids like it? No.
Maybe. How old are they?
Yeah, 50.
Yeah, his kids were 50. He was that fucking old. Oh, my God. And he definitely thought we were making porn. Like,
that didn't click to me until now.
Oh, it did. Because just the way that he went, so what are you guys up to here? Like, what do you do? Fucking hell.
I'm always real vague when people ask, not like to be dismissive, but it's just like, it's so, we're older people, when you try to explain podcasts and YouTube, it's not worth the hassle. So I always go, oh, just a little production company.
I normally
which
say
sounds
that too.
Like porn.
Yeah, it does.
Now that you mentioned it,
especially
it
does in a warehouse, like out the back of fucking.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
There's
like
a
it's
bed out the back of a warehouse,
industrial area.
This bitch rolls in an Audi. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Have you collaborated with a famous porn star recently?
We have, yeah. So
not the collaboration we would have wanted, but it was the collaboration that we got.
Yeah. And this guy's like, Googled us later. And he's like, oh, that checks out.
Yeah, that checks out. Oh, Tony, Ryan, Angela White, feels right.
I just so explicitly said what I said. Like, I can't believe that it.
You keep that up, you could be the owner of the second dick I sucked this morning.
This morning as well. Not today.
Yeah, no.
This morning.
This hour.
Fuck. Yeah. Oh.
Shall I give you love to see it to get us out of here?
Yeah, okay.
Fuck you, good. It was just fuck. I just went home that day and I was like, how good's working with Tony?
Yeah, because you were the second dick I sucked that day. Well, I would have thought it was good too. Thanks, Sophie.
Sorry,
appreciate
we forgot
that.
To finish the story. And then the guy left and Tony sucked my dick.
Yeah. And then we went, can you get the fuck out? We've got to get into this spare bed.
Danielle Donnelly.
Danny Dons.
Double D's says, thanks Tony and Ryan for the time you guys said if you need two friends to tag in a contest.
Oh my God,
and it feels
yes.
cringe to tag us. We're cool with it, all good. Well, I tagged you guys and I just want a gift from a local store.
Yep, I saw, amazing.
Well done.
So good. It's like supplements as well. That shit's expensive.
That shit is expensive. Yeah.
Ryan's just become a electrolytes guy and he knows how expensive it is.
Have you seen the electrolytes? And that's like a low sugar.
Yeah, I saw. It's like a pink one.
Like,
it looks like sugar
but
water.
Because of the pink, it looks like sugar, but
it
apparently
does.
It's not sugar.
Yeah, right.
And just a reminder, if there's an Instagram, and I'm just going to look down the barrel of the camera to make it clear. If there's an Instagram competition where you have to tag two friends, but it's too awkward and cringe to tag two friends.
We are your two friends.
Tag at Tony Lodge, at Ryan.John. You keep the prize. All good. We're happy to help.
Yeah, we don't scrape anything off the top.
Yep. Nah.
We're just happy to be the warm body that you need.
Now, tag two friends in this video who might find this useful.
I like that.
But don't tag us in this one.
Oh, yeah, don't tag us because we already like it.
We're already here.
Yeah. And
this is just to let you know about the other stuff.
Yeah, but then you could tag us in the competition.
Yeah, but not this one.
But not this one.
Definitely not this one. And if any of you motherfuckers can
tag us, I'll go through the roof.
I'll list them next week.
Oh, yeah, we'll name and shame. My Love to See It is from Melody Pond, who posted this in our Facebook group.
We're not using real names anymore, obviously.
Yeah, in fact, no. Melody said, hi, guys. This TARPA, Tony and Ryan podcaster, has had a really bad day and could use some cheering up. Any good jokes come to mind? Does anybody have a meme they could share or whatever?
I've got a great story about an IKEA delivery driver I could share with you.
Well, I'm sure Melody will enjoy that when she gets up to this episode.
It'll be music to her ears.
And then later on, Melody edited it. So there's like 300 comments.
Oh, shit.
And she says, you guys have honestly made me tear up with how many responses you gave, jokes and pictures and just like well wishes of like, hey, Mel, sorry that you had a shitty day, but like fucking chin up, babe. Hope tomorrow's better.
Check out this photo of a dog.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yes. You've made this TARPA feel so much better. I can't thank you enough. All these jokes are stellar. So I just wanted to say thank you to all the TARPAs that are in our Facebook group. So supportive. It's honestly the kindest community I've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
And I'm a proud TARPA myself. I think people
What am I wearing right
Ryan's
now?
Ryan's wearing Tony and Ryan merch right now.
Yep.
I think people think that we're the Tony and Ryan and we're not TARPAs. I'm a fucking proud TARPA.
If you're the CEO and muscles of this company, I'm going to self-appoint. I'm Chief TARPA Officer.
Chief TARPA. Yep. Love it. Thank you. Number one TARPA. Should we do membership numbers and you can be like 000001?
The number one ticket holder.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
But I just love to see that. Thank you for sharing so much kindness in our group. That's so cool.
Mm. Very nice. Very heartwarming. Tomorrow, I'm going to do something to Tony.
Oh.
Now
going to do something beep to Tony.
Now the thing is that the headline is like, if I just told you in one sentence what I'm going to do, it would sound
okay. But then beep.
But if I explain it, you'll go, that's actually really nice.
Okay.
But the thing is that like it seemed so So I'm a bit Natalie Imbruglia myself because I'm like, it's a good thing.
Okay.
But it seems bad.
Logistics chat.
Yeah.
Are we leaning into saying the word? Or are we maybe going to mix it up with a Carla Conti? Or are we just, you know?
I do regret dropping that so easily.
Because a couple of times you just said that, which we can beep and you would have heard the beeps.
I think we're going to beep.
We could say Carla Conti. That's just a bit easier on the ear than a beep.
Yeah.
I'll give you one beep tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
so
the
to
rest
put that in a sentence.
You can have
Carla
one.
Carla Conti, bit of a mad
Yeah, you can have one tomorrow. But then after that, all the you have to say Carla Conti, which is our, you know, private word for.
And if you keep doing your hair like that, you could be the second Carla Conti I get into this morning.
Oh. I know I'll be the first, but that's okay.
See you tomorrow, James. Good luck beeping all that.
Yeah, sorry about all the. Love you. Bye.